With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. One of the country's top economists says voters should not trust the negative projections coming from the Congressional Budget Office about President Trump's big, beautiful tax bill. Bob Agnew reports.
Steve Moore with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity says for decades he's complained that the CBO does not understand that
for every action, there's a reaction.
So he says they assume any cut in tax rates will lead to a net loss in revenues.
They just think that if you cut taxes, the whole world's going to be exactly the same.
Far from it, Moore claims. Historical data shows the exact opposite is true.
Every single time over the last 100 years, we have cut tax rates, good things have happened for the economy.
Without exception, Moore claims, leading to increased revenues over time. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Trump appeared at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, Tuesday to celebrate the Army's 250th anniversary. During the visit, the president said he was restoring the name of Fort Bragg and several other military bases that were renamed during the Biden administration.
We are also going to be restoring the names to Fort Pickett, Fort Hood, Fort Gordon, Fort Rucker, Fort Polk, Fort A.P. Hill, and Fort Robert E. Lee.
Anti-ICE rioters shutting down a major freeway in Los Angeles. All lanes of the 101 have come to a halt as people with Mexican flags and signs spilled out into the road. Police have already given an order to disperse in another downtown area after the rioters launched fireworks against police officers. Several roads are closed surrounding the Los Angeles Federal Building. That's the spot where most of the anarchists have been gathering. It's a large police presence surrounding the building. The riots began Friday in response to immigration raids happening around the city in which criminal illegals were being arrested. This is SRN News. Some PCUSA pastors are concerned.
The leadership of the Presbyterian Church USA has passed a new measure that will require seminary students to toe the line on the denomination's approval of same-sex marriage and homosexual ordination. Up to now, conservative clergymen have had some leeway to act in accordance with their personal beliefs, especially when it comes to actually officiating a gay wedding. Those conservatives are now worried the new rule is the beginning of a purge in the PCUSA. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Southern Baptist Convention holding its annual meeting in Dallas this week at a time when America's largest Protestant denomination sees its political influence growing. A Southern Baptist, Mike Johnson, is Speaker of the House of Representatives and third in line to the presidency. Pro-life legislation is spreading across the country, and many states are beginning to reject the most extreme aspects of the queer trans agenda. This is SRN News. Markets are approaching record territory.
Stocks posted modest gains on Wall Street as the wait continues to hear of what will come of trade talks between the U.S. and Canada. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 105 points. It's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.6%. Markets are hoping that President Donald Trump will lower his tariffs on China and other countries after reaching trade deals with them. More and more companies are saying they can't predict what their future profits will be because of the heavy uncertainty about how much money and business they'll lose from the tariffs. Seth Sutel, New York.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro announces a deal with Amazon that he says is the largest capital investment in the state's history. Shapiro says the tech giant will spend at least $20 billion to build new state-of-the-art data center campuses focused on high-tech cloud computing and artificial intelligence. More details at srnnews.com.